Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meether here at the Kirkside Cafe on this brisk Monday morning. Good to have you with us as we pore over the last section of the Heidelberg Catechism. Yes, we're rounding off the year with the Lord's Prayer, and we begin with Lord's Day 45, question and answer 116. Why is prayer necessary for Christians? Because it is the chief part of thankfulness which God requires of us, and because God will give His grace and Holy Spirit only to those who earnestly and without ceasing ask them of Him and render thanks unto Him for them. And with that formulation, we have some scripture, and so let's go to that now. Psalm 50, verses 14 and 15. Offer to God thanksgiving, and pray your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And then from there to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. And then a couple of chapters later, Matthew 13, verse 12, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance, but whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. And then finally, Ephesians 6, verse 18, praying always with all power and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Beloved, as we will explore in the days that come, this means of grace, prayer, is a rich privilege. Yes, God knows all things before we even ask, before we even utter a syllable, a vowel, and yet He delights hearing from His children. And so may we think about this in the days to come as we endeavor to work harder in those glorious knee exercises in which we grow in our communion with Him. Walk with the King today and be a blessing, and Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow.